Hello, this is Marie Lundy, your trusted real estate advisor. And so at this point in my career, I have been to the negotiation table hundreds of times. And so today I want to give you guys some tips and pointers of what to do in order to make sure that your offer or your negotiations go as smoothly as possible. And so for buyers, the first tip that I have for you is don't insult the seller before you even start negotiating. And so what I mean by that is if the house is in good condition and the asking price is in line with the market condition, as a buyer, do not make a lowball offer because that could only stop communications, insult the seller before even getting started. And so I have seen this personally where an offer comes in really low and immediately the seller does not want to even consider the offer, does not even want to give a counter offer because that offer is not justified in light of the condition of the property or the market climate. And so if you're a buyer and you really like a property, unless you can justify a lowball offer, come in with a reasonable offer, okay, so that the seller may consider and engage you in negotiation. If your offer is low or not justified by the condition of the property, the seller may just view you as a buyer who's not really serious or not really motivated and may choose to not move forward and have a conversation with you altogether. Also, I have seen buyers lose a home that they really love over $5,000, $10,000. Hey, you know what? Yes, $5,000 to $10,000 is nothing to sneeze at, but it's really not $5,000 to $10,000, but it is that amount amortized over 30 years. So what you're really looking at is a few dollars on a monthly basis, right? And so as long as you are comfortable with the monthly payments and you know that this is the home of your dreams, this is the home that you're going to build memories in, just bite the bullet and move forward with a reasonable offer. Don't lose out on the home of your dreams over a few dollars per month. And as a quick pro tip, you're not only losing out on buying a home where you're going to build memories in, but you're losing out on an opportunity to build equity in the home. So alternatively, you could stay in a rental and keep paying the landlord's mortgage. But if you just bite the bullet, buy a home for yourself, you get to earn equity in the home. And for homeowners selling their home, my tip is oftentimes the first offer is the best offer. And so in my experience, I have seen homeowners pass up on an attractive offer because they felt that stronger offers will follow. And so that is sometimes a gamble. There is no guarantee that later on you will get a stronger offer. In fact, quite the opposite is true. The longer you stay on the market, the more likely you are to get lower offers in time. And so in my experience, the most motivated buyers usually come out to see your home, to see your property, make an offer within the first 30 days. After that, the level of interest starts declining. And so as a homeowner, if you get an attractive, strong offer within the first month, generally speaking, that is probably the best offer that you will receive. And so once again, for homeowners looking to sell, if you get a strong offer at the onset, even if it's after a few days, my advice is to take that offer and move on to your next level, move on to the next chapter of your life. As they say, one bird in hand is better than two in the bush. And so I hope that this information was helpful. If you would like to discuss this topic further, please don't hesitate to contact me. Once again, this is Marie Lundy here to help.